Hi there, this is John Hyman from Commercial Real Estate Online. Welcome to this special course relating to call prospecting as a toolbox approach in this COVID-19 property cycle. Make no mistake, there's plenty of opportunities out there. However, in saying that, new systems are required, and that's what this course is for. We have honed the topics, the focus points, and the ideas to help you get your system up and running and to consolidate your activities over time. Your telephone is now your business friend. It is your main business tool in going forward in commercial real estate brokerage. So, as you'll note, there are four main parts to the course. In the first part, we're going to introduce some ideas to help you match your skills to what you need to put out there at the moment. You'll also note that there are videos in each particular part of the program, supported by notes and supported by slides. So you can print the notes, print the slides, make your handwritten notes on those particular resources as you listen to the videos. I would recommend that you listen to the videos a number of times because you'll pick up on ideas, make some decisions, and make some choices from doing that. So start with part one. There are three videos in that particular series. Of course, review the videos, go through the notes, and then you'll see at the end of part one, there are some charts relating to sales, leasing, and property management. Now, those charts are specifically there to help you talk across many different issues, so that if you're primarily focusing on sales, the sales chart will throw key topics at you for your discussions on the telephone. So you would use the sales satellite as a point of discussion, across the telephone, of course. The same applies to the leasing satellite, and if necessary, the property management satellite. They are there as conversation boosters, idea discussion points. That's really what it is. And the last chart in part one is all about top agent dynamics. It's a model to think about as far as your actions that you're taking each day from now on. So, of course, modify your day as you're now working from home, and will do for a while. But the clients are still out there, of course, and you can learn a lot from making telephone calls to the right people. So then in part two. Part two is there to help you take aim, to make you think about your lists of people that you want to work with and work into. Don't approach everyone in an unorganized way. Approach it on the basis of lists. And that's why the video is there about list management. And the other video in that particular part of the course is about essential ways to sell your ideas, your services in this particular market. I'm also giving you two charts. One is about cold calling targets in this market, and the other one is a marketing mix. And I do want you to think about marketing, because when you get a listing or you talk about marketing, you've got to think through the different channels of marketing that you are going to use. So that chart is another trigger point for the marketing process. Decide what marketing channels you're going to use in that particular part of the course. So that's part one and part two. Then we go into part three. You're just about ready to make your calls. In part three, the key video at the start of the program is about reciprocity. It is a rule in business. It's the rule to create more feedback, more people coming into you. So if necessary, listen to that video, the reciprocity video, a few times. Get the idea of what I'm saying about here so you can fix your ideas, fix your skills, get that set. Once you've got your reciprocity right, look at the next video, which is about aiming for big wins. The big wins can be there in this market. So aim for the best people, the best properties, the big wins. That's what I want you to think about there. And then the last video in part three will be about standard operating procedures. What are they? I'm giving you a number of topics here to think about. And from that, you'll choose your standard operating procedures for working from home and with the people that you know and want to connect with in this COVID-19 event. So in saying that, at the end of that particular series three, we've got a number of charts, a day plan for you, a market analysis, and some top broker systems to think about. So then we go into part four. This is all about making the calls, making the call system and getting it up and running. So when you're about to start your calls, go through those videos in part 4A. From that, look at the charts, of course. And then in part 4B, we've got all of the scripts there for you. There's an audio instruction at the start of that 4B series to understand how you can use your scripts. Then we've got a gatekeeper's script. Then we've got a business owner's script. Then we've got an investor's script. And we've also got a landlord's script. So in using all of the scripts, I would suggest that you turn the words into your own words over time. Use the scripts broadly so that they are trigger points for discussion. Don't try and stick to the script, but use it to shape your approach. Maybe 60 to 70% of each script will be appropriate to get the conversation going. But just have it on the screen on your computer as you make your calls and use the scripts as trigger points for the conversation. So lastly, in part 5 of this particular course, we're giving you all of the templates to track and measure your progress. They are templates for tracking your information, setting out your calls, writing down the feedback, and capturing the ideas from a conversation so you can put it into your database at the end of the day. And one particular focus point that I'm talking about through all of this program is to not waste your time on entering data as you go into a database. It just soaks up too much of your time. I would rather you use the call template, that's the two contacts on one A4 sheet of paper, print it off through your printer, and then just have it to use in front of you. As you talk to people, some of the people won't want to talk to you, that's fine, but those that do, you just write the notes on this two contact template. Just write the notes, and at the end of the day, you've probably got 10 or 20 of those, and then you go to your database and enter it into your database. So that's how you keep your momentum up. It's all about momentum. If you're using the written approach, you're actually doing things very quickly. And you can probably get 20, 30, or even 40 calls done in 1 hour. You won't talk to that many people, of course, so don't stress. But from 20, 30, or 40 calls, you'll get connected to maybe 15 to 20 people. And from that 15 to 20 people, you'll get 3 or 4 people that really do want your help in some way. And that's where the business is. And that's what you should focus on for the future. So that's how to use this program. All of the curriculum is now below. If you need to recap and understand what I've just said to you, of course, this audio is here for you now. And you can recap on the audio and understand what's there again and use it in the right way. We've tried to put some system and some order here for you so that you stay on track. And as you move through the various lectures, the resources, then you'll know where you've been, what you've understood, what you're doing. If you're really resourceful and you just want to get started, then I guess you're going to go straight to part 4B, that is scripts for calling, and you'll start straight away. That's up to you. I don't mind. But please listen to the entire program when you can so you get all of the ideas relating to how you call, who you call, what you say, how you do it, and how you get growth over time. So this is John Hyman. Thank you for participating in this particular course. We're now going to start the whole course here for you. It is in the curriculum below, and we look forward to helping you all the way through your business strategy in brokerage, in sales, leasing, and property management in this particular COVID-19 event. Welcome, and let's go forward from here. Catch you in the videos and the audio programs.